Welcome to another episode of The Inner Guidebook, and today I'm going to introduce something very special for this month, something very special that I've been wanting to do with this specific person, and I feel like the podcast is going to take a complete turn with those next few episodes while I'm around this part of the world and I'm able to do it, and that person is Yusuf Sabri. My friend and my brother,
Habibi bro.
And on this episode of The Inner Guidebook, I want to speak about something that I feel both me and Yusuf are going to be able to speak about, to give a lot of value with. And it's something that I've seen so many people around me go through. I've seen so many people around me being stopped by, and I've seen others that are being shot to the sky by it as well. And the biggest thing and the main thing we're going to speak about today is how your purpose is your passion. The topic of today's episode on The Inner Guidebook is your purpose is your passion, because so many people have been asking and so many people are always wondering, what's my purpose? How do I find my purpose? And when I find my purpose, how do I chase my purpose? And what do I do to find it, and everything. So I want to just kick things off by further introducing someone who I know has been chasing his purpose and has been helping a lot of people chase their purpose.
It's exciting, bro.
It's exciting.
It's exciting. It's a cool topic. First of all, Zizou, I'm very happy to be on the podcast, on the Inner Guidebook. I love it. I love what you share. I love the fact that you're doing it, man. I love the fact that it's something that is completely off, you know, what you're supposed to do, and you really have a message in your career. You really have a message, and you really have a mission and a purpose in everything that we're seeing with boxing, and you're already showing that your passion is your purpose from what you're doing. Like, we could sum up this podcast and just watching your life and shukran and we're done. So I think this is a really, really interesting topic to talk about. And for the people that don't know me, my name is Yusuf Sabri, and I just launched a business, and alhamdulillah it became somewhat successful, and you know, we're trying to get better every day, and we're trying to launch new things, and we're trying to educate people to chase their passion and to make money out of their passion. So what's really cool about the energy here today is we're going to see someone that's, you know, working towards becoming a world champion, and me more someone in the business sides and the online marketing, digital marketing space or entrepreneurship space. So I think it's going to be a really cool
energy,
yin yang,
energy, yeah. energy. Just two people chasing their purpose.
Yes, sir.
That's what I would say. Two people that are chasing their purpose, but more importantly, so two people who really struggled until they got to the point where they could 100%, you know, chase their purpose, and then how you found your purpose. But I want to structure this podcast with quotes. Mm. And that's how I want to run this episode. And the first quote says, "The two most important days in your life are the day you are born and the day you find out why."
The day you find out why.
The two most important days in your life are the day you are born and the day you find out why. And it relates to so much of what I always try to send out and what I always try to get my friends around me to do, because it's one thing, like we were saying before the podcast started, it's one thing to find out why you are born, and it's another thing to actually go after it and chase it. And I'm always around my friends and in their ears about, if you are passionate about something, that is your purpose. If you are passionate about something, you can become talented in that something, And when you are talented in that something, that's why you were put on earth to do. That's what you were put on earth to do. And that's what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have friends who are amazing home cooks.
Mm-hmm.
Self-taught cooks. They can cook you anything and it tastes amazing. But they're chasing and they're looking for their job in computer science. My thing is, your purpose is to be a chef.
Mm.
That's how I see it. How you should be revolving your life right now is, what are you doing to put your passion out there to the world?
Mm.
What are you doing to put your purpose to the work? You know what I mean? And it's like, build your social media. Go to, you know, intern with chefs. Go to this restaurant. Go to that restaurant. This is your job. This is what you have to do. Because sometimes I'm eating their food at home. I'm like, if this food was at a restaurant, it would be crazy. So why are you struggling to find a job in the computer science or in the business management or in graphic design or whatever, when your true passion and your true talent is in that specific thing and that other stuff that you are not chasing? If you put that same energy into your talent and your purpose, it will make so much more,
yeah,
you know, money and the ROI and everything.
So I think there's a few problems here. And we can keep sticking with the chef idea, right? And I feel for your passion to become your purpose, I feel there's a lot of sacrifices that need to be done, right?
Yeah.
And also, I feel for you to find your purpose, there's some homework you need to do before that, right? It's why are we living, you know? And it comes back to the why, which is what you're saying, but really why? You know what I mean? And I feel a lot of people struggle in the beginning, and their why is they try to make it a bit too big. It's like, for example, if you haven't never went to the gym, you know, for sure, and I tell you, it's like, all right, you're gonna do, 500 pound squats with bench press with six, I don't know what. No, you need to build up to be able to start training at that level, you know? And I feel it's the same thing with finding your why. I feel you need to build up and train and put the blocks on top of each other to find that why. And we can come back to the basics, you know? What is thing? I need to take care of my family. I need to stay close to my family. Putting some core values in your life. If this person does that, I am not going to be friends with this person. I'm not going to be seen with this person. And I'm not going to be in touch with this person. You know, if I tell myself I'm going to do something, it's done. Whatever, if it's in work, if it's in relationship, if it's in my body, in my physical, in my health. So I feel there's a lot of things that have to come before the why. Like, I feel it's really, and especially now that the options are a lot.
Yeah.
So I understand when there's a guy that, and I have a lot of people like this, and it drives me crazy. I'm like, bro, you should be this. Like how are you not making, and it's like, how are you not making money with this? Like, you can be a multimillionaire with this. You're gonna make more money than computer science, but then comes safety, and then comes fear, and then comes, but I feel if you build the blocks, right? Minute, I will, even if you don't know your why yet, you can go and sacrifice that big sacrifice to become the best chef in the world.
Okay.
But if you don't really have the blocks of the why, كلهم, I don't think you're going to be able to do that sacrifice, because it's hard, Zizou.
Yeah.
How hard it is for you to be where you are today.
Yeah, you know, I love how you're talking about the why and how you have to build up to chasing your purpose and how you have to build up to working on your passion. So it's very important to speak about, you know, the first point to speak about is, how do we identify our passion? how do we identify what our passion is? Mm-hmm. Because I was actually speaking to someone on the phone on my way here, and they were asking me what's the topic of the podcast, and I said that your purpose is your passion. Because the questions I've been getting, I don't know what my purpose is, or I get this sentence so many times, I get this statement so many times, you're so lucky you know your purpose from when you're a kid. You're so lucky you know your purpose so early on. So I say your purpose is always your passion. But how do we identify our passion? And I think, and I touched on this minutes ago, when we're talking about how we identify our passion, it's important to know what makes you happy is your passion. What you are talented in is your passion. What you can do that so many other people can't do, that's your passion. And what you can do that so many other people have to work sometimes years and decades or months to get to what you're doing, that is your passion. Like I tell you, that the chefs I know who are self-taught, I know some other people who have been to cooking school and culinary school that can't do what the person who is self-taught can do. That's your passion. And because that is your passion, that's your purpose. So that is what I think is how you identify your passion. You identify your passion by what are you unique in? What makes you unique? What makes you happy? And even if it doesn't make you unique, even if it's not something special, even if it's not something that separates you from everyone, what makes you happy that you could do with so much happiness? And because you do with so much happiness, you are gonna do to your best of your capabilities. And you're going to do better than so many people in that field who are not doing it because they're happy about it. Mm-hmm. But what do you think is the way to identify your passion? What is your scope? What is your angle on identifying your passion?
It's what I do and I don't feel the time.
Yes, it's what you do, but you don't feel the time when you're doing it.
Yes, exactly. Like,
that's your passion.
That's definitely my passion. It's not like, and that's when I knew that I'm gonna open that company. You know, I used to edit for 18 hours a day. You know, and I just, it was normal. It feels, and even when I come to work, like we've been filming here before we filmed this, we were filming something else for an hour, and now we're filming this. You know, like I don't feel it's work.
You don't feel it. You don't.
I'm not
feel
working,
it.
And this is like, and this for you is work as well.
Yeah,
it's not work, and we're not looking at our watches, and we're not working that we have to do suhoor in a little bit, and we're not worried about. We're not even worried about it.
It's the energy you get from it. And this is actually my second quote, and that's what makes it amazing. It says, "Passion is energy. Feel the power that comes from focusing on what excites you." So it's the power you feel, it's the energy you feel from doing what excites you.
I love that.
That is your passion. That is your passion. And I love how you touched on that energy, which then brings me to the next point. I want to touch on this topic, and it's I found my passion. I've discovered my passion, and now I feel like I've discovered my purpose, and I've decided to go after it. And I've been there, you know, I am there. I'm going after my purpose. I feel like this is my purpose. I feel like I am put in this sport to do something through the sport. I don't think that I'm in the sport of boxing
for the sport
to really accomplish all I have to accomplish in the sport of boxing, to be the first world champion from Saudi Arabia, or the first world champion from the Arab world, undisputed, unified, multi-weight. I don't think this is what my purpose in it is. If it is,
it's
great.
A tool.
I love it, you know? But I feel like exactly it's a tool. I feel there is something I'm going to do through boxing.
It's lovely that you don't know yet. You're like, there's something.
There's something that I feel like I'm going to do through boxing. But then of course, now that I'm chasing my purpose, chasing my passion, all the obstacles and all the hurdles are going to start to appear. So this is my message. You know you're doing something right when obstacles and hurdles start to appear double and triple and quadruple the amount that you are usually having to face.
So I have a question for you, Zizou. So the question for me, so about the hurdles and the struggles and all this, do you feel your passion, is it a selfish? Are you being selfish about your passion? Or are you being selfless about your passion? So, and purpose, is your purpose a selfish thing or is a selfless thing? And I feel this is very important to be able to go through these hurdles and so on. How do you put that?
To be able to go through these, you know, to be able to overcome the obstacles on your journey of, you know, chasing your purpose and chasing your passion, you need to understand that one day you are going to have to be selfless and the other day you are going to have to be selfish.
Okay, there
isn't
that.
Exactly. There isn't a given rule to overcoming obstacles and overcoming hurdles. You need to understand that today I'll be selfless to get over this hurdle. Tomorrow, sometimes you have to be selfish to get over the other hurdle.
I love that.
You will face problems. You will face obstacles that are going to require for you to be selfish. And there's no problem with that. The problem is, the bigger problem that sometimes gets us not to go through it is thinking that there is a problem in being selfish to get through a problem. If the only way you could get through it is to be selfish, if the best way, not the only way, if the best way, if the better way to get through a problem,
or the way that you have.
Exactly. If the only option you have, if the best way you have, if the better way you have to get through a problem or an obstacle is to be selfish, then do that. Then that is what you're supposed to do to get through the problem. But know that if you are selfish today, it doesn't mean that you have to be selfish tomorrow. It doesn't mean that you have to be selfish the day after. You could be selfish today and then face another problem tomorrow and be selfless then.
Mm-hmm.
So to answer your question, I feel like chasing my purpose and my passion and the obstacles that I have to overcome, especially given how rare the journey that I'm on is that I have to sometimes be selfish and sometimes I have to be selfless. And I was talking to my manager, Paul Smith, he's a former fighter and a former world champion, and he's been there, done that, and accomplished.
World class.
Yeah, and he's accomplished all. And he told me that, you know, I love how you're doing this for your parents, for your family. And you're always talking about it's for Saudi Arabia, it's for the vision, it's for the future, he said. But you need to understand that somewhere along the journey, this is going to change. And what I want you to understand even more is that it's okay for it to change.
I love it.
He's like, you're not a different person when it changes. And he's like, not because it's going to change, it doesn't mean that the other one has went away. Both are still there. But when you start feeling that part of, okay, this journey is for me. This win is for me. These improvements I'm making are for me.
You need to take this decision for you.
I need to take this decision for me. You know, he said, not because you are thinking that way, it means that you are a different person or you are a wrong person. So yeah, I feel like today you could be selfish, and tomorrow you could be selfish. But I wanted to talk to you about what do you feel are the biggest obstacles or the obstacles that are going to take a toll on you most when you are going through the journey. What are the obstacles you feel? Because I already have something in mind. What are the obstacles you feel that are going to take the biggest toll on you? And what are the ways we could get through it? How could we get through the obstacles?
I love it, bro. I think the biggest obstacle is self-confidence.
Ooh.
So I think the biggest obstacle is self-confidence. And with that attached is there's going to be a lot in the beginning of whatever you're chasing. there's going to be a lot of people that are worried about you, close people that are very worried about you and don't want you to fail.
Mm.
They've never done what you're trying to do. They've never tried to do what you're trying to do. They're worried about you, which could be your father, your mom, and whatever. So the most important thing here is self-confidence. How about you, Zizou?
You know, when you spoke about the...
I'm not going to say how to defeat it yet.
When you spoke about the part that some people are going to be worried about you, and the biggest part is self-confidence, it's to also understand that some of these people are going to come at you, and this is one of the biggest obstacles that you are going to face when you're chasing your purpose. When you feel like the closest people to you are the ones who are coming at you the most,
yep,
with the sentence that this isn't realistic. This isn't realistic. Think of something realistic, you know, and it affects us the most because these are the closest people to us.
That you're waiting for them to say something.
Exactly. You're waiting for them to support you. You're waiting for them to uplift you and to be there with you on the journey. And they come at you with that sentence of what you're thinking about isn't realistic. I just want to say this. If it's someone close to you, or if it's not someone close to you, something realistic is only as realistic as you make it.
1,000,000,000%.
Something realistic is only as realistic as you work for, as you study for, as you think for. It's only as realistic as you make it. So if you are putting in so much work to make it so realistic, don't expect from them to see how realistic it is for you when they haven't put in the work for them.
100%.
So they haven't put in that work for it to be realistic for them. So how are they going to see it as something realistic? So don't take it personal. Don't take it to heart. Even if they are the closest people to you, people fear what they don't understand. They just don't understand what you're about to do. They don't understand the journey you're about to go on. And sometimes they don't even understand how good you are.
Mm-mm.
Sometimes they don't understand.
They don't even know what good is, bro.
Yeah, yeah. They don't know what good is.
They don't know what good is. They don't know anything. They really don't know anything. They're just thinking out of emotions.
They don't know what good is. And it's very important to know that you should expect the closest people to you to sometimes support you and uplift you. But what's more important is, when are you expecting them to do that?
So I have a question for you, Zizou, like in fights and so on. Like, because I don't have anything in my life that I'm on a very close timeline that I have to feel good now. You know, it's like if something happened, my dad told me something that hurts me, like, it's fine tomorrow. Like, the business is not going to close, you know?
Yeah.
So how do you deal with it when you're like 4 days out of your fight or something, and someone very, very close to you says something that disbalances you, or something does something that disbalances you on a very short, like 4 days out of the fight?
Yeah.
You know?
In the locker room before my last fight,
mm,
I was speaking to my coach, and you know my coach, a Hall of Fame coach, and you know, he goes down in history as one of the best to do it, and you know, he's just very experienced mentally. So I was speaking to my coach in the locker room, and I'm telling you, minutes before the fight, and I'm telling him, if only I could get myself as calm as I am in sparring, in the fight, then I'll be good in the fight. And he looked at me and he said, if you should have thought about last week. He said, now it's you have to. He said, now is when. He said, now there is no if. He said, what do you mean if? He said, we're about to fight, right? We're about to fight. You will get yourself as calm as you do get yourself in sparring in the fight, because that's the only way to win the fight. Then you will do that. How and if you should have thought about last week. And he said that. And I'm telling you, minutes before the fight.
That's crazy.
So that relates to what you're saying and what you're asking me about. Because the week of the fight, if someone comes to me after 2 and 3 months of me training and preparing so well for that fight, and I've equipped myself with all the tools that I need to win that fight, and someone from the outside who hasn't put in the work I have, who hasn't put in the hours I have, who hasn't put in the time I have, says, I don't think you'll win the fight. I honestly don't care if you think if I'll win the fight, no matter who it is.
But that's super, that's mental, that's some mental muscles right here, bro.
It's not though, it's that obstacle we were talking about of being selfish.
Love it.
It's now is that time where you need to be selfish. Don't feel guilty if your uncle, your grandma, your grandpa, your father, your mother, your brother, your sister, even if they're so close and sometimes it feels guilty to be selfish against them. In that situation, when you're in my situation where I'm about to go into the biggest fight of my life, if one of them had come to me and said, I don't think you are going to win that fight, I would have to take the selfish way of dealing with that obstacle and maybe, you know, muting their WhatsApp messages.
For sure.
You know? Or maybe just telling them on the phone, I wouldn't want to talk to this about you. You know, I wouldn't want to talk to this with you. So be selfish in that time. And sometimes being selfish, even you don't have to say anything to them. You don't have to do anything about it. Take what they say in 1 year, out the other.
And
don't
feel guilty about that, you know? In the beginning, when I was starting to realize what my passion is, when I started realizing what I enjoy video editing and I want to launch something or I just want to learn something into media. So at that time, that was, I don't know, like 5-6 years ago, maybe. I got fired from my restaurant job. I was a waiter. I got fired. And then at that time, everybody was telling me, you should do this. You should do that. You should be a teacher. You should do your master. You should do Misharif A. And your mom is like, you should go back to school and do this, that, this. And this is exactly what I did, what we're talking about. I booked a flight to Europe. I had no money, nothing. I went to Europe. I blocked everyone. I didn't talk to my family for like a few weeks, just so I could have a clear mind to understand what I like to do. So that selfish part, I feel it is definitely key to succeed. Yeah.
Then another point now that I really want to talk about, and it's also relatable to dealing with the obstacles, dealing with the hurdles that you'll have to jump, and it's the worst and the biggest of them all, navigating the doubt and the fear that will come with chasing your purpose and tying your passion and your purpose together, going for it, going for that risky move, going for that risky job, that risky journey. You'll have to navigate so much doubt and fear. And the way that I will have to stress the most, the best way to navigate doubt and fear is to just think about you are navigating doubt and fear. You are not trying to show doubt and fear the exit. Doubt and fear know no exit. They do not know what an exit is. You cannot show doubt and fear an exit. What you do with doubt and fear is you navigate them. You know when to push doubt this way. You know when to push fear this way. And sometimes you know when to push fear this way and doubt this way. Sometimes you know when to bring doubt and fear close to you. And sometimes you know when to bring doubt and fear further away, when to bring them further away from each other, and when to bring them, you know, closer to each other but further away from you. So you navigate doubt and fear. It goes wrong completely when you try to show doubt and fear the exit.
Okay, can you tell me, Zizo, the difference between doubt and fear for you? What is doubt for you and what is fear for you?
So fear is what stops you from doing it.
Fear is what stops you from doing it.
That's why I always say it's okay to be doubtful but it's not okay to be scared. You know, it's to be scared of something means you are not gonna do that something at the end. But to be doubtful of something, it means you are gonna do that something at the end, but you are just worried about how you'll get it done.
Mm.
You are not doubting if you will get it done. You are worried about how you will get it done. And maybe you are worried about what you will do if you don't get it done. So this is doubt. It's that worry. But to have fear of something and to be scared of something, these emotions are natural, but it's what stops you from doing it. So I feel that's the difference between doubt and fear. Now, there are ways to deal with fear and being scared, and there are ways to deal with the doubt in navigating them. And I'll just start with the doubt. So, and I've said both of them don't have an exit. You can't push one completely away. You'll have to go through with what you want to go through with both these emotions there.
I feel if you push them away, I feel if they're out, then you're not progressing. You're not leveling up.
You won't be able to.
You know?
You won't be able to, because the more you try to push something away that isn't supposed to go away is going to push you back.
100%. For me in business, if I'm relaxed and everything is fine and I'm not worried and I'm not stressed, I'm not doing anything new.
In everything.
You know?
In everything. In my last fight, so my coach changed my defensive style completely.
Mm-hmm.
So now I have my lead hand. It's a bit more like down here.
We don't see this style anymore, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
It was kind of very weird for us to watch it, because this is like, it's kind of a bit old school, and you're bringing it back.
Yeah, exactly. So, like I said, people fear what they don't understand. And so I expect a lot of people to not understand the style that I'm bringing back,
yes,
and to fear it as well, and to start saying, okay, yeah, you could do it, but just be careful of A, B, C, D, E, F, G, everything. They're saying about everything I need to be careful of. But then one commentator said something perfect. And he said, I like how he said, you can see Zizo has his lead hand down. He said, you know, it's a more relaxed stance. And it does invite more punches. You just have to be a lot sharper in defending, which is okay. It's what I've been in camp for 3 months doing. He said it does invite punches, but it looks like it's keeping him more relaxed. And that's what I love the most. So it is risky. It is old school. It hasn't been brought back in a long time, but it's what works for me. It's what keeps me relaxed. And you said, if when you feel relaxed, when you feel calm, when you feel, you know, at Zen, you do your best work. And that's everything.
Mm-hmm.
In boxing, in football, in business, in law, whatever it is, before you go into the courtroom as a lawyer, if you're calm, you're going to win the case, you know?
For sure.
Before you go into a fight as a boxer, if you're calm, you're going to win the fight. And that's why I always say, if you have it right mentally, you're going to win the fight. So if you have it right on the night, you're going to win the fight if you have it right mentally. And that's why Coach Buddy said, not if. Said,
it's now.
If was last week. Yeah. If was last week. If you're thinking about how calm you want to be, that was last week. So yeah, navigating that doubt and fear is very important. So navigate doubt by just knowing it's going to be there. And navigate fear by knowing this very important thing. And it's knowing that fear, being fearful of something and being scared of something, are two different things. We have to stop relating them. So I didn't want to separate them in the beginning because I wanted to come to this point. Being fearful of something and being scared of something are two complete different things. I said you can't show fear and doubt and exit, right? But you could show being scared and exit. Being scared does have an exit. So being scared is what stops you from doing it. being fearful of doing it is what gets you doing it.
Mm.
That's the thing. If you are not fearful of it completely, you might do it, but you won't do it to the ability that will get you to go through it.
Mm.
So show scared the exit, because you will do it regardless of fear being there. That is courage. Courage is doing it while fear is there.
Because right? I got confused in the beginning when you said you're like, doubt is when you're doubting, but scared is when you don't do it.
Yeah.
But in the beginning you said like, you sometimes you use scared and sometimes use doubt. Then I'm like, how do you use scared if it's you stop doing it?
Exactly.
So a little bit confused. So now I get it. Now
so just separate them, and you have to break them apart. Break being fearful of something, and break being scared of something.
I'm not scared.
Apart.
I'm not scared.
Yeah, you're not scared.
I'm not scared.
You're fearful.
I'm fearful.
And it's okay to be fearful.
And you need to use it.
Exactly. And it's natural to be fearful.
Yeah.
Because if you're not fearful of something, then you won't develop the courage to go through something.
And a lot of people, Zizou, as soon as they feel that fear, that anxiety, they get scared and they stop.
Mm.
And that's the worst thing. I feel like you need to be acquainted with fearfulness. So tell us a little bit about your acquaintance with fear.
So it's just, again, it's just knowing that it's natural for it to be there. So don't try to show fear and doubt the exit, because they won't ever go there. But then now, so you push scared away, right? And then you know doubt is okay to be there.
Yep.
Fear is okay to be there,
mm-hmm.
because with them you're gonna develop
courage.
You know, with fear you develop courage. With doubt you develop resilience.
Resilience.
And so doubt equals resilience, and fear equals courage.
Courage.
And courage and resilience equals success.
Love it.
There is no way, zero, you are not gonna be successful at anything if you have the courage and if you have the resilience.
The
if
resilience.
You have both of them. If in fighting you get knocked down, courage gets you up.
Mm-hmm.
Resilience gets you going.
Keeps you going.
Right? You can't just have courage to get you up. And if resilience is not there, okay, you'll get up, but you lose the fight.
Yep.
Right? If you don't have courage, you're not going to get up. And that's how you lose the night.
Mm.
So if you get knocked down, that's why you always hear that saying, you know, it's not over till you get knocked out, or if you don't get up after you fall. That's a from
you got mixed knocked down, Zizou, in
my second fight.
Your second fight, right?
In my second
How
fight.
How was that?
Yeah. You know, it's that mental battle where everything I've ever taught myself.
And mentally, it was in the beginning of the fight, too.
Yeah. Everything.
In the first round, was it?
It was in the first round. In the last minute of the first round. So it was everything that I've taught myself mentally. I had to use to get myself to not only get up, but to know what to do when I got back up, to know what to do when I was brought down. So again, it was courage that got me up and resilience that kept me going. And that's how...
And we finished the fight, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, and we finished the fight. But now, to touch on another point, when you're chasing your purpose, when you're chasing your passion, you need to embrace change. And I've spoken about, if you haven't seen my Embrace Change episode 2 of the Inner Guidebook, go and watch this episode before you hear this point right now. It's very important to know that on your journey of developing that passion, of finding your purpose, of going after your purpose, is to know that not only do you need to accept the change, but you need to embrace the change.
Mm.
And it's called embrace the change because there will be so much change.
Can you give me an example, Jesus?
The biggest example is the people, and the biggest example that stops from people, that stops people. So the biggest example that stops people from chasing their purpose and chasing their passion and knowing that their purpose is their passion is the changes they face. It gets them stopping in the middle. And the biggest change they face that gets them stopping, unfortunately, it's the people they see leaving them behind on the journey. Sometimes it's the people they see that leave, and it's the things that they see that leave. For example, the friends that no longer want to hang out with you because you're always so busy working towards your purpose.
Yeah.
Now that you found your purpose, you're so busy and you're dedicating so much time and
You think you're research. A big shot now?
Exactly. And you're dedicating so much time, so much research, so much work to your purpose, and they think that you're a big you think you're a big shot now.
Yeah.
And they start leaving. And then the things that start leaving is that FOMO. You know, it's the occasions you used to go to, the outings you used to go to that you no longer not only want to go through, but you no longer can go through.
Also the attention.
The attention. In the beginning. Yeah. Before you get to the limelight, before you get to the spotlight, because you've gone through and you've accomplished and found your purpose and your passion and you started to accomplish things, then all the attention comes back.
Yeah.
Right? But this is the thing that gets you stopping, embracing the change the most, and the biggest part of the change that stops that is the people you see leaving and the things that you see leaving. And we need to understand that the people who will leave on your journey of chasing your purpose and the things you are going to start missing out on your journey chasing your purpose, these are people who were meant to leave, and these are things you are meant to miss out on. You know, these are places you aren't even supposed to be in to begin with, and these are people you aren't even supposed to have been dealing with to begin with.
100%.
Because these are people who weren't really with you for you. You know, they weren't in your back.
And I feel friendship, bro. Like 2 days ago, like I was talking about with my friend about marriage, and he's like, marriage is rizq. Mm. It's like you meeting someone is rizq. It's just like fishing.
Yeah.
It's just like it's rizq. So I feel like friendship and so on, if they're not there anymore, this is God's plan for you, for them not to be there anymore.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So yeah, it's very important to just embrace the change and to know that the attempt of embracing change is in itself already success.
100%.
Not the result from embracing the change. So you need to understand that when you're trying to embrace the change, you will have the small failures. Mm-hmm. You will have the bad days where you feel like, I'm trying to accept the change, but it's so hard for me. It's the attempt that you are trying to accept the change, that is change in itself. And that's what brings me to my last point of this episode, and it's how to create a supportive environment. How do we create that supportive environment on our journey where we are chasing our purpose and finding our passion? How do you feel like the best way to create that supportive environment? Who do we surround ourselves with? What thoughts do we surround ourselves with? And how do we navigate the people who are still around but are, you know, trying to get in but are naysayers and haters and trying to stop us from doing what we're doing?
I think the first thing, Zizou, and I'll say this point and you could say the second point or your point, and this is a very simple point. It's the first way to it's to be comfortable being alone.
Yes.
Be comfortable being alone. You know, be really comfortable not being on your phone alone and on your Instagram. No. Be comfortable having no phone for 4 hours at night from 7 to 10, from 7 to 11 with no phone and just in your thoughts.
It's also, you know, I love how you said this point, and that's why I love we're doing this podcast.
I love you, bro.
Because this is exactly what was needed, you know. I love how you said be comfortable being alone, because what's even bigger and better than that will link to that is to separate isolation from loneliness.
Mm.
Know that not because you are isolating yourself, you are lonely.
You're not loved.
Yeah. Not because you are isolating yourself, you are alone. And there's this quote that says, with isolation comes elevation.
Woo, I love
so
it.
So with isolation comes elevation in your thoughts. With isolation comes elevation in your actions, in your ideas, in your brainstorming, in your studying, in your working. With isolation comes elevation. So know on your journey in knowing your purpose and chasing your purpose and your passion, you will have to isolate yourself.
I love it.
You will have to isolate yourself, and that will be the biggest part of creating a supportive environment, is to be comfortable in your own environment.
Because you need to understand yourself.
Exactly.
To build that environment. Exactly. You need to know what you like, what you don't like. What are your weaknesses?
Mm-hmm.
What are, like, for example, if I'm with someone that eats like rubbish food, I'm going to eat rubbish food. So I'm going to need to make sure that literally simple things, like we need to, you could bring them down to really simple, simple.
And you basic. Will go through that. You will go through that on the journey. You will learn everything. You will learn all of that on your journey of walking that unknown road of chasing your purpose, chasing your passion. But when someone says create a supportive environment, when I say create a supportive environment, you first need to know that it starts with being comfortable in your own environment.
1 million.
And the first step in being comfortable in your own environment is separating loneliness from isolation. You need isolation to chase your purpose and to chase your passion. And then know who is of value to be with you on the journey. You know, who is of value to you, and you are of value to them to be with you on your journey, and you're with them on their journey as well. So these are the supporters. These are the ones who would do for you what you would do for them. These are the ones who are going to be there for you like you are going to be there for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I know so many people are going to keep saying, don't expect from others what you expect from yourselves. When you're creating a supportive environment, you have to only allow the people in who you will expect from them as you expect from yourself.
100%.
Who they would do for you as you would do for them.
100%.
That is the only way to create a supportive environment, is when you expect from them what they would, is what you expect from them you would do for them. That's the only way to create a supportive environment. So let's push that stigma aside. Let's push everyone who keeps saying you can't expect from people what you are going to do for them. Perfect. But when you are creating that environment for yourself, that supportive environment on your journey to chasing your purpose, chasing your passion, it's okay to have these people there. The only way you're going to have these people there is through that.
I love it. I love that this is the last point, Zizou, because it really, it's a build up to everything we've said. Self-confidence.
Exactly.
If you're not confident in who you are, you know, that you're not trying to look cool for them, or he or she thinks that this is not cool, you know,
exactly,
then you have to be confident in who you are and what you want to do in life.
And I want to end with this. I want to end with the quote that will summarize everything we've spoken about. We've spoken about, you know, how to find your purpose, how to find your passion, how to embrace the change, how to overcome the obstacles, how to deal with the doubt and fear, and how to create the supportive environment. And the best quote that will change this is one I have here. It says, passion is the bridge that takes you from pain to change. Passion is the bridge that takes you from pain to change. And that was another episode of The Inner Guidebook. This was the end of the episode of The Inner Guidebook. You know, developing passion, chasing your purpose. And I'll see you at the next one.